What's up, guys? Scott from Iron Will Strength. It is episode 77. Strong the Iron Will Way. Little disclaimer prior to this one. This one has a feeling it could be a little bit rambling, could be a little bit more adult language than usual. I don't know. The number 77, kind of a cool number, and just watched some Eric Thomas videos. That always gets me fired up, and had me thinking about something occurred to me the other day, talking about, I don't even know what the whole theme of this is. Maybe it's excuses, maybe it's motivation, I'm not exactly sure what, but it got me thinking a couple things. Number one, I think there are always lots of good excuses sitting around waiting to be used, right? Lots of good excuses for whatever it is you're wanting to accomplish. There's always a good reason why this is not a good time, right? It's always a good reason why fucking next week or Monday or next month or something's going to be better. When this happens, I'll do this, right? And, you know, I can think of this in a million different aspects of my life and times when I've thought, you know what, when this happens, I'll do this. When happens, I'll do that. And I can't tell you how many things, certain things that I have pushed through that and done it, and I'm so thankful that I did. And other things that I allowed the excuses to get the best of me and still haven't done it, right? And I think what the point is, man, if you have something that you want to accomplish, so let's just say that that's, again, we're talking about our life here. We want to just get in the best shape of our life, whether that's lose weight, get stronger. But at some point, you're listening to this, and either you're in this right now or you were in this, and you have taken action. So if you have, good fucking job. But let's say you have just, you know, you realize it would be great. You really want to get in the best shape of your life, meaning that is some degree of getting stronger and losing weight. Something you've been wanting to do forever. It's time to do it, right? But then something comes up and there's some circumstance going on, so it's not the right time. This could be something as major as you're going through a divorce. It could be as minor as your friends are very negative and judgmental and you're kind of embarrassed that they're going to talk shit about you doing this, or your family, right? I mean, this is, and I shouldn't say that's minor because that's kind of a big deal. A lot of people are limited. I personally can remember certain environments I've been in, certain workplaces where, you know, somebody had kind of a bully mentality and made everybody feel fucking stupid and embarrassed for trying to do anything, right? So if anybody wanted to go to a workshop, this guy would make them feel stupid about it. Like they didn't, oh, you got to learn more, you don't know enough. If you wanted to do a presentation, he'd make you feel stupid for what makes you qualified to do a presentation. He'd be the guy that if he found out I was doing a podcast would say, what business does this guy have given a podcast? I mean, we've all been around those people, right? Sometimes just that person in your life can block you from doing something that you should be doing for fucking 10 years, maybe forever. Maybe if that's in your family, maybe you never do something because you're afraid of someone else's fucking opinion and what they're going to think. I mean, I let this guy stop me from kind of becoming the person that I am today because I was didn't want to get made fun of, right? Didn't want to look stupid. So think about, I think of it this way, man. Fast forward to end of days. You are fucking dying. You're sitting there talking to yourself or to your kids or to your significant other or whoever's next to you, and you know, they ask you if you accomplished all the stuff you wanted to do. You know, did you ever do this? It was write a book. Did you ever get in the best shape of your life? Did you ever, you know, climb fucking Mount Everest? Like, whatever it is that you wanted to do, did you ever do it? Now, me, I would much rather say, yes, I did it, or, oh man, I fucking tried. I climbed Mount Everest, but I only got halfway up, right? I did write that book. Now, maybe I didn't write a bestseller. Maybe I wrote it and it sucked, but yeah, I did it. Well, you know what I don't want? What I don't want to fucking say is, nah, man, I never tried. And then when they say, why didn't you ever try? Well, I couldn't do it because I was afraid people were going to make fun of me. I was afraid that I was going to be judged for it. Oh, I was afraid that, well, I just couldn't get up early enough. I couldn't ever lose weight and get in shape because that would have meant that I'd get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I couldn't do that. Oh, no, I never, I just never wanted to give up. I could never spend an extra $100 a week on groceries to eat healthy, so I just ate fast food for, you know, 30 years. Bullshit, man. I would never, ever want to fucking say that. So when you're sitting there debating on all the excuses of starting that thing, whatever that thing is, man, think about that. Think about how... Can you honestly say you'd be okay with that answer? That whatever excuse you're telling yourself right now, because remember, the excuse you're telling yourself now is not just for this week or this month. This is your fucking excuse. This is your pattern. You're going to use this excuse to buy you a week, but that's going to be repeated over and over and over in different forms forever. You're not going to accomplish it if you keep finding ways to procrastinate and put it off. So how about enough of that shit and just do it, right? Because there is never a perfect circumstance, and it is always going to be fucking hard, and it's hard for everybody. It's hard for everybody. You see people out there, my wife and I just talked about this the other day, you know, about having a whole podcast about just not judging, man. Just don't judge. Because, you know, we think we see other people, and, you know, I think about it all the time. You see that guy on the road that's driving like an asshole, road raging or something, and you instantly hate him, right? I hate those people. I see somebody, you know, driving crazy or texting and driving, and I want to fucking run them off the road. But what maybe that guy is driving and texting because his daughter's in the hospital, and he's in a rush to go get there, right? Yeah, who fucking knows, man? I don't know what this guy's going through, so... Very similar, you might see someone that appears to be successful in fitness, in business, in life in general, whatever, but you don't even know usually half the story of what that person's going through, what they had to go through to get there. Now, granted, some people just had it easier, man. They just did. I mean, I think about people tell me quite frequently, oh, man, you're inspirational. You get me motivated. And you're so, man, for what? I mean, I'm appreciative of that, and thank you, and I hope I'm passing along stories, but fuck, dude, I've had some challenges, but nothing, I've overcome nothing like some of the people that I know right now are facing. So any physical, athletic, business accomplishment that I have fucking pales in comparison to just day-to-day life for people that I know. I have a friend right now, her son... Man, she and this guy are two of the strongest fucking people I know. He is battling a very, very difficult cancer. He's in his early 20s. Shout out, man. I hope you're listening to this. And his mom. And she fucking gets up every day and has to fucking face this head on and deal with this and get through every day and stay positive and keep fighting for this guy. And this fucking guy is so strong that he's got a positive attitude fighting against this fucking thing, not going down every day, hour by hour, minute by minute. He is not going to let this fucking thing win, and neither is she. I fucking talk to these two and listen to these two, and I am more fucking motivated than anything else because that shit inspires me, right? What's inspiring about me? I fucking got up and went to the fucking gym today. I got up early because I had to go run a business. Big fucking deal. I don't have cancer. I don't have somebody close to me struggling with cancer. I've got clients and friends in the middle of divorces with 3-4 kids still managing to keep a positive attitude, keep a smile, and get to the gym. I don't fucking know if I could say I could do that. It's real easy for me to get to the gym. Everything's great. You know, these guys are getting to the gym in the midst of hell. So when you think you fucking got it bad and you don't feel like going to the gym, or you're discouraged because the scale hasn't moved or your pants don't fit just right, keep that shit in perspective, first of all, and realize that you got to fucking work hard, and it is hard, and it does suck, and your circumstances might really suck. But at the end of the day, the universe doesn't give a shit. The end result is you might have to work harder than somebody else. You might have worse circumstances than somebody else. But I guarantee you there are people with worse circumstances than you're in right now. Whatever they are, somebody's got it worse. Somebody's got it easier. But it doesn't matter. You're not going to be able to have that conversation when it's all said and done if you spend 30 years in a body that you are uncomfortable with, and it's limiting your enjoyment of your life and the things that you can do and your quality of life, and you got nobody to blame but you, man. You have to take responsibility for that and do whatever it takes, no matter what the circumstances are. Because when it's all said and done, you can't say, well, I never lost that weight, I never enjoyed my life because I had to work too much, because I would have had to get up too early, because I didn't take the time to learn how to eat right, because I didn't want to invest money in a gym, a trainer, a guidance. Bullshit, man. What are you spending money? You can't find money to buy a fucking gym membership. I find that hard to believe. I think there is something you're spending $25 a month on, right? And that would just be a shame at the end of the day to have to admit that that was the reason you... Because we're not talking about... I'm not talking about just... you know this, man. We're not talking about having a six-pack for the summer. I'm talking about being able to enjoy your life because you're healthy and you're comfortable in your own skin and your body looks and works the way that you want it to do. Whatever that is, right? Whatever that is life-changing stuff that changes your life and everyone's around you. So to write that all off because of some excuse that's out of your control, that sounds great now. It does make sense. Trust me, it does suck to get up at 4 a.m. and work out. It does suck to have to drag your ass to the gym when you're going through a divorce. It does suck to stay up till 11 o'clock at night to work on your side business because you're fucking tired because you got up at 5 o'clock to take care of your kids and send them to school and go to your other job. But guess what, man? When it's all said and done, you can't say, I stayed at that shit job for 30 years because I never wanted to stay up till 11 o'clock and build my other business. You could say that, but that will suck. Won't it be better to, even if it takes you 6 years of staying up till 11 o'clock at night, won't it be so much better to be able to say, yeah, I fucking did it. I fucking did it. It took me 4 times longer than I thought. It was insanely harder than I had ever dreamed, but I fucking did it, man. That's it for today. Bye, guys.